Last night you talked about how you were not expecting to see what you saw out of your team last night with their lack of urgency. When's the last time you had a team that's been this unpredictable is the word I'm looking for?
Well, let's face it. I don't care what the expectations are on this team at the beginning of this year. I think that stemmed from the run they went on last year. It's still a very young hockey club, and I don't think anybody's malicious or is lazy in some of the things like happened last night as far as just our start. I don't think they know, and that is part of the process of us teaching. And that's what excites me about the job, quite honestly, Bobby, is I think there's a ton of things we have to teach here. So I don't hold it against them. It's another lesson learned that you cannot come into a game because it's not a big game like Pittsburgh or that like that Pittsburgh game we played in our last home game. It's Florida. It's a back-to-back. You think it maybe you give a little, and it comes and bites you. Those are things we have to learn, but that is part of the process in a young group here and understanding the level of play.
Is it tough for you to scratch veteran players like you did last night with Scott Hartnell?
No. I'll put it to you this way. I shouldn't say no. It's tough for me to tell any player you're not playing. That's what they love doing. But I'll tell you right now, I don't make those decisions. They make those decisions by how they're playing, their discipline, especially with Scotty, in a number of different situations coming into that decision, and his play. So a lot of people think the coach makes the decision. I really don't. It's up to the players and how they're performing. And I think there's a little bit of an understanding that that's how it's going to be. I'm not sure how it was done before, but I believe, as I told you before, accountable is a nice word to talk about, but accountability and being accountable to everybody, it's a tough thing to do, and that's part of the process of trying to build a winning team here.
We had the same conversation last week about Dalton Prout. He gets a chance to get back in. What have you seen from him in practice and what he's trying to do to make sure that he can get in and earn that trust back?
Yeah, well, he's not too happy about being out either. And, again, he was in the same type of situation as Scotty. He struggled with his play, struggled with his discipline, and as far as the penalties he was taking, so he was taken out. He's been a pro. He has worked hard in practice. Hasn't said one word to me. I have not said one word to him. And other than to encourage him a little bit just to keep on working at his game. But the rhetoric is fine. I don't really care about the rhetoric. I want him to play, and I want him to play well. And if he does, he'll stay in.
Finally, you've played a lot of games. You've been on that bench for a lot of games in this building. How tough is this place to play?
Yeah, it's a great building. The fans are they're part of the process here as far as the game's concerned, sometimes good and bad for the home team. It's good for the visiting team because there's energy. And, we've been here for so many years in this place. A lot of stuff has happened. So I'm just looking for our team to answer the right way tonight.
They love you here, don't they?
No, jeez. Don't even go there.
George, thanks. Good luck tonight.
My pleasure.
Head coach John Tortorella. Milan, back to you.